This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as you know I like to say. And I mean it sincerely. I mean, you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. And the only way you do that is to get informed. Am I incorrect? So, I mean, we've got Zoe Rachel's going to join me in a little bit. I always appreciate, I know you guys always appreciate the time that he spends with me as well, host of the Zoloft. I love that, by the way. I know, I love it a little bit too much, can you tell? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Look, please head up to the website, right? You want to, if you want to watch live, listen live, take the poll, it's all up there. But in reality, I want your email address. I don't send out a whole bunch of emails. I'm not one of those guys who wants to irritate the crud out of you. I think it's the wrong thing to do. But at least if you go up there, right? We can, you know, you can find out who's going to be on, when they're going to be on, that kind of thing. And then, you know, you can decide whether you want the email or not. You can cancel it pretty much any time you want to. If you want to be alerted by text, and these are all ways that we get the message out. It's always, I don't know if some of you have heard, but now we have YouTube. God bless America. YouTube has decided to start pulling down videos, too, including mine. Right? And anything that says COVID on it seems to send them into a fit. One that they just don't know what to do with themselves. They really don't. So, we need your help. And when I say we, I'm talking about other commentators as well. I'm not the only one that needs your help here. It's the only way... we're going to be able to, and I don't mean we, the real side. It's the only way we're going to be able to stay online with you. It's the only, you know, on the air with you. Because they're taking, the more listeners they take away from us, or the more readers, the more ways for this, it's to keep people from seeing your message, the harder it is for us to sell ourselves to sponsors and get sponsorships. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Man, isn't it interesting how it's getting worse out there as far as the stories, as far as the Democrats go. And, you know, when you look at Comey and Biden and Obama and the rest of them, it's bad. This whole thing is bad. But mainstream media... the Democrats, and others, with all the bad stuff going on, the only thing that Kamala Harris can come up with, boy, I got a really good name for her, but I definitely would irritate too many people with it. And the only thing Kamala Harris can think about putting out there for legislation is to either try to make it illegal, or try to impose a fine on you or get you in trouble like they do now. I mean, look at what they're doing across the country. But she wants to put something up there where if you call it the Wuhan virus, it is an outward act of racism. and you can't do it. She doesn't want you to be able to do it. What is it with these people? Why can't they pass laws that actually help us get ahead, move, go further? Why is she sticking up for the Chinese? Why isn't she sticking up for the Americans? These people talk about science. They talk about facts. They don't use any of them. Cuomo now realizes how much trouble he's in. So now him, and gee, here's a shock, Newsom and others of that ilk, are trying to blame Trump for their woes. Well, listen, here, I got a news flash for you. Something you ought to know. Trump didn't close down the states, did he? Come on. You can do it. Trump didn't close down any of these states, did he? The Democrats did. And they're getting more draconian as the days go on. They're getting tougher and tougher and tougher on you as to how you can open, where you can open, when you can open, and that kind of thing. How is that Trump's fault? And you can say, well, he let the coronavirus get here, and that's what's causing all this trouble. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie straight from the pit. When he heard what was going on, when he was able to start to figure out what was going down and how to protect us, who stopped him? That's right, the Democrats did. They stopped him. They tried to make him look like a fool. Why would he do this? Why would, oh my God, he hates Asians. That's why he doesn't want flights from China. No, he loves Americans. That's why he didn't want flights from China at the time. These people are so lost in it. They're so lost in their hatred, it's pathetic. And that's what it is. That's what's blinding them. It's their hate for this man. You don't need a degree in psychology to figure that out. When you see the actual numbers, even from the CDC itself, it is time to open things up. It was time to open things up 8 weeks ago when they started this mess. And again, on top of all of that, over half the people that died in New York were in nursing homes. Most of the rest were elderly people who already had trouble. No, instead what they did was they closed down businesses. They kept young people off the street. They kept young entrepreneurs from being able to do what they're going to do, which is open up businesses, make money, keep people working. Can't do that, though. Because then the economy would be flourishing, things would be doing well, and we couldn't have that happen, could we? And I got news for you, my friends. Some of you have been paying attention, really paying attention. We've lost Fox News. And there's a couple on there. Right? When you talk about Tucker Carlson and Hannity and a few others, Laura Ingraham. Right? But we've lost them as a whole. Look at how easily they've got polls up that Joe Biden smashes Trump. If the election were to...
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always, and I mean that, always a pleasure to have you with me. I know some of you, I'm not the Hollywood kind of guy where I'm doing the whole kissy, huggy, huggy thing, and I don't mean it. I do mean it. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows me really the high IQ you actually have. You know, why else? Well, I know why else you would tune in. Because Zoe Rachel's on with me tonight. That's why you would tune in. Oh, it's not Messina. It's Zoe. Okay, cool. We'll tune in tonight. Yeah, there you go. So, Zoe Rachel joins me as he does every week. You know, help keep things rolling around here, bring some truth and reality to the situation. And Zoe, you got to tell people about the Zoloft. You got to tell, and I'll get your. I'm not going to talk about the snake thing. You can talk about that.
You know. Hey, well, you know, they can get the full
they can get the full skinny on that, man. If they go to my website, bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you know, that's where you can find the stuff that I'm working on, like the Zoloft, the Zopium Bin, and 20-pound sledge. Hey, man, I heard you saying you know, that you're not all Hollywood and stuff like that. You mean you don't go to those cocktail parties and be all like, mwah, mwah. Oh, you look fabulous,
right,
dog.
Right? kiss, hug. Right? I mean, seriously. And you know, what I always love, and again, I'm not giving out any names here, but, you know, I go to events, and afterward, you see people there hanging out, and you stay the next time, they go, I can't stand that person. I mean, you just gave him a hug and a kiss on his cheek. Are you, what are you, Judas? I mean.
Yeah. I want to scratch your eyes. I got to be careful, man, because I don't want to sound like some sour grape and hater. It's like, yeah, you're just mad because you don't get invited to cocktail parties and stuff. Like, no, I really ain't mad. It's like, you know.
Well, listen, you get to be in movies. Look at me. I say, look, you can't tell me that you don't need an old white radio commentator. I'm just not buying it, right?
But man, it's one thing to be in movies, it's another, you know, which is great, but when people don't even know that you're in them, you know, for the most part, it's like, oh, wow, dude. It's like, you'd be surprised how many people would be like, man, I didn't even know that you were in that. That's a... Well, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, it was, yeah, right. Well, look, I think that most people don't pay attention. They don't know what happens right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, let's be serious about it. They really don't know what happens right in front of them most of the time. It's
quite
scary.
And that is an unfortunate thing. And you know, this is gonna sound mean, man, because I don't, you know, I, as much as I appreciate my audience, man. I mean, if you look at my background, and this is what my background has like been for like more than 10 years, and people who've been like watching my stuff, and you see drums, you see guitars. And, like, people who will ask me, like, you know, who've been watching my stuff for years and be like, Zo, I didn't know that you were a musician. I'm like, wow, are you serious? It's like, Zo, I didn't know that you played in a band. What's 20-pound sledge? It's like, man, you don't ever see me, like, wearing my shirt all the time promoting my band. It's like, it's disappointing in that so many conservatives are so hung up on the politics that they forget the culture and how a lot of this stuff has been moved to push the direction of the country, you know, like off a cliff. They've been using music and entertainment and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, guys, I've been trying to let you know that these are the vehicles that have been the tools, the instruments that have been used to brainwash a lot of the country, and we can use these things to help get it back on the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I always hear, well, we don't want to be like them. Yeah, actually, we do. Not totally like them,
right?
But I mean, seriously, Mrs. Clinton was in so much trouble. Who did they have going out with her? Like Beyonce and those people were all going out with her because the young people would see that and go, oh look, oh
yes,
this, oh that, right?
Right.
And it's sad, but it's true.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be like them, but we are supposed to use the tools. The Lord himself tells us to do that.
Yep.
He says, look, man, I need you to, you know, kind of adopt the tactics, the ways of the children of the age to make friends. It says that. So we're supposed to be using not their ambitions, not their mindset, not their heart, but the things that they use. We're supposed to use those things. And, yeah, we're kind of behind the curve on doing that. Not all of them, but too many.
All right, here, I'm gonna insult a bunch of people now, but I love having fun with this, right? So, you know, there's a bunch of older guys that, you know, I go and kind of hang out with and say hi to. I should talk, right? I'm one of those older guys. But I go and I hang out with them, and they'll open up with prayer, you know, over breakfast or something. And I always tease them, because some of these guys, you know, they learned in the old King James, right? So what do they pray in? They pray in these and thous. Okay? And I always joke and I say, hey, look, you know, we use cars now, guys. You don't have to use your horse. You can leave the horse at home now. You don't have to use your... So we don't have to speak the King's English anymore. And last I checked, you know, God was multilingual. And, you know what I'm saying? We get stuck in these habits. We get stuck in a certain way of doing things. And it's very, very hard, to, you know, to get out. We get these misnomers. We get these misconceptions. And so it's tough. And they think they're supposed to do things a certain way to be like a holier-than-thou kind of person. You know, the reality is we can hit the streets hard for our candidates, for our life, for our principles, and not be, you're going to offend somebody, but not be honestly, truly offensive to people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, man. Hey, you know, Jesus can dig it, man. If you say, hey, in Yeshua's name, bless this mess. You ready to eat? Let's eat. You know, Jesus, you know, Jesus will give you the, you know, the wing, be like, right on, man. It smells good. I'm ready to eat too. You know, so, and Jesus, you know, when he was with his homies, man, he's like, yeah, man, I like to get my eat on. I like to get my drink on. After today, I ain't going to be doing any more of that, but I let you know. It's like, yeah, man, I like to eat. I like to, you know, to drink and, not to a point of drunkenness, but, you know, just, you know, to have you guys in my fellowship and to make it a long winded, you know, a prayer or anything like that. Jesus, like, look, man, we're ready to eat.
Yeah.
And Jesus,
food's getting cold, boys, you know. Come on, wrap it up here.
It's getting cold. And then Jesus, you know, of course, be like, and the Pharisees, you know, be looking at it and say, hey, you didn't wash your hands. You're not holy and stuff like that. And Jesus is like, look, man, I ain't worried about COVID. All right. You guys can go ahead and wash your hands and stuff like that and act like that's going to make you so much more holy.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, because I am the one who authored the statutes on hygiene. But when you got all these people out, because that's what we're up against right now, Joe. We got all these people out there acting like a bunch of religious zealots, from the people all the way to Obama to Biden, acting like they're so much holier than everybody else because they think that they know how to handle this situation, acting all holy, accusing Trump and his administration, just like the Pharisees were coming out and pointing fingers at Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus is like, man, everything that you guys are doing, everything that you guys are saying, every way that you guys are behaving, you guys are wrecking everything that's going on. You guys are ruining people's chance at the kingdom. You guys are ruining people's chance of being free from Rome. You guys are ruining it, man. And Jesus is like, it ain't all about in your pious actions of washing your hands like people are doing today, acting like a bunch of people scaring off lepers with their masks, unclean and all that sort of. Jesus is like, you guys got it all backwards, man. You guys are messing things up just like they're doing today.
Listen, I am a believer that God can, God does and can protect us in about anything. And when you're running around in fear, I have to have double masks, you know, 2.5 gallons of Purell in the back of the car and all this other stuff. That's operating out of fear.
Right.
Okay? And we can hit more on that in the side of the break. Besides, I'm waiting for that guy to call to tell us that we, again, took Jesus' name in vain. Joe Mazzini, your host, here with Zoe, the vein-taping name person. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a holler, give a call. Always appreciate the time that you spend. I always appreciate the time that this guy spends with me, too. I really do appreciate, Zoe Rachel's time with us. And, you know, he's got so much going on. He's truly a guy that's willing to get in there, get in a fight. And, look, we need more warriors out there, right? We need more people that are willing to get out there, open their mouths, not be afraid what their friends, loved ones, unloved ones, whoever around them are going to say about them. Because, you know what, I know this sounds like really kind of holier than thou, and I don't mean it that way, but I got an answer to God at the end. I want him to look at me and say, you know, you were a crack up, you fought hard, and I appreciate that, and thank you so much. I don't want my friends saying that to me. I don't care about them. I don't care what they think about me, as long as I know I'm doing the right thing and trying to show people the love of Christ. And I know you feel the same way.
Indeed, man. And, you know, we're trying to tell folks the truth, and it's kind of heartbreaking when people are given over to fear, like what's going on right now, or they're giving up to pride, and they're giving up to all these things that truly rot the soul, man. And it's heartbreaking, but, you know, Jesus went through the same thing, but even the Lord was like, man, you just got to keep on trucking. They would come to Jesus, and you know, Jesus is like, man, do you realize what I'm getting ready to do for you, for your eternal salvation? And it's like, they don't get it, and Jesus is like, oh, well, and he wouldn't pine over these things. You know, it's like, look, man, I got to keep on moving. He even told his disciples, man, it's like, you can go ahead and tell them the truth. If they don't dig it, just dust off your sandals and ease on down the road. I'll deal with them later. You know, and that's kind of like where we're at right now, because this stuff does get really discouraging, man, because, you know, we're trying to tell the truth. We're being cut off from being, it's like, you know, we're being quarantined, you know, from being able to tell the truth. And, you know, you can have these people just go out there and just tell these lies. You know, it's like when you see across the globe and where this stuff started, you know, if people are in denial about how this stuff started in China, and, you know, people are dying, and they're keeping the death toll from people, and they want to turn around and say that, well, we were warning Trump the whole time. And then when they can't make that stick, you got people out like Kamala Harris coming out, and her big contribution to this is that don't call it Chinese virus. That's her big contribution. She's out there deceiving people who can't even get her race straight. You know, let me say this really quick, man. Kamala Harris, according to the whole liberal narrative of women take precedence over everything, her mom is from India. So why doesn't Kamala Harris make it a point to make it stick that she's Indian instead of letting people think that she's African-American?
Yep.
If she's supposed to be adopting the presiding side of her mom's DNA. But no, but people are deceived by these contradicting people.
No, and you and I were talking about this during the break, and I know this is going to lose us some friends, but I don't really care. I have no sympathy for some of these Christians anymore that voted for Hillary Clinton, and they vote for people like Gavin Newsom, they vote for Cuomo, vote for de Blasio. You know, you're outraged. You're outraged at what they're doing to you and your businesses, but these are the same people who said they believe in same-sex marriage, they believe in abortion pre-post, and I don't know how far post. I mean, soon we're going to go up to a year or something with the way these people are going, right? I mean, they have no boundaries. They have no foundation. Gavin Newsom says he thinks that when you go to church on Sunday, it's just an entertainment event. It's a way for you to get out of the house, because he says he's not opening up the churches or allowing them to open until the football stadiums open up. So what does that tell you? But you Christians, you voted for these people. You had no problem with this because you think you could separate religion and politics, and you are so wrong. You were so out of it, right, Zoe?
Yeah, yes, indeed, man. And, you know, because there's a lot of conservatives, man, and I was one of the worst offenders, man. I used to believe this stuff, too. I used to think that, you know what, we can't, you know, in this democracy, right? Even myself, like, forgetting that this is a republic. In this democracy, we can't pull God into the argument because it's not fair, because not everybody believes in God.
Right.
And I'm like, and man, as of late, you know, and thank God I finally came to this realization. It's like, wow, man, I have been a part of allowing people to remove God from the discourse. It's like, the burden is not on me to leave God out of the argument. If they don't believe in God, or they don't want to have God in the argument, that's their problem. I'm not going to let them make it my problem. And the word of God is the one who warned us about all this stuff. He is the author of liberty. His word on liberty came before us. It'll be here long after we're gone. So why would I rely on anybody else's so-called philosophy that will be like dust in the wind and tell me about liberty and how to preserve it when I can go straight to the source of it? You know? And just like you said, man, these people go into office. These are the same people who try to tell us that if a person has AIDS, a person can inflict another person with it, and they won't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's not against the law.
Oh.
But exposing somebody to COVID or just not even having a mask, oh, that's, you're in big trouble for that.
Yeah, well, if some of you don't know, you know, here in California, there actually is a law that says you can't get in trouble for knowingly infecting somebody with HIV and or what was it? There's another one too. A couple of herpes or anything along those lines for not disclosing this is what you have. Okay, so in essence, you can do whatever you want to somebody to make sure. And who is this passed for? I mean, again, I'm not trying to beat on the gay community. I don't mean that at all. It does run higher in the gay community, gay and lesbian community. So why are you focusing on just that? Why don't we pass a whole bunch of sweeping laws that take in all kinds of sexual events and what have you, or diseases passed sexually? You know, I've never got this, and you Democrats out there, because it's mostly Democrats, you're voting for this stuff, and I can't tell you how many of you send me emails, write in. I see you right up on Facebook. You say, how did this happen? I'm going to put it real simple. You happened. That's how it happened. You did not take the time to read anything. You're listening to a party that's a godless. They don't want any part of God or anything like that. And then you wonder, as you go to church, how all this stuff comes down on you.
Because, man, the reason why it's so like that, going to, like, with the STDs that you were talking about, is because if there was any kind of sanctions on that, it would be considered judgmental. And with the Democrats, they can't be judgmental towards their constituency. How they sell themselves to their constituency is by making them feel like nothing is their fault. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, and with the Christians that we have that have voted in this stuff, they've been sold on the false doctrine of not being judgmental. They didn't read the whole thing.
No.
Right?
No,
that's the problem with that. It's like they're confusing judgment with correction. You know, it's like they're confusing these things with hypocrisy. That's what the Lord is looking at. It's like, don't be a hypocrite. The Lord himself says to rebuke the sinner. So you got to read the whole thing. But this new Christian culture has been sold on thinking that they're enlightened by perverting what the scripture of judgment says. See, that, and that's how we've gotten in trouble.
You know, I tell, they get upset with me when I tell the story, but that, you know, the adulteress and you know, she shows up and Jesus is drawing, if you would, in the dirt, and she shows up, and some of you don't know this story. I know that it's not in your Bible, maybe, I don't know, but some of you don't know this story. But, you know, all the men show up, and they got rocks in their hands. They're gonna, you know, she got caught having sex with another guy, and oh my God, and they're gonna kill her because it's called to be stoned. You know, Jesus says, you know, right, the first one of you without sin, you know, you can throw the stone if you don't have any sin, and gets to the point where they're all gone.
Yeah.
And he asks her, where's your accusers? Okay, they're all gone. And he looks at her, and he doesn't say, hey, they're all gone. Go back to what you're doing. It's cool, babe. Right?
Yeah.
He tells her, sin no more. Go and sin no more. So apparently, what she was doing was a sin. And this is where people get lost. They think that Jesus, you know, came, I don't know what he came for them. I mean, to eliminate all sin, I guess. I don't know.
That's the other thing, man, is that we've a lot of this acceptance doctrine has been sold on a lot of a lot of Christians too. It's like, no, this Jesus wasn't this all accepting hippie. If Jesus was so accepting of us, he would have just stayed on his comfy throne and just let us do us. But Jesus literally was like, you're not getting into my kingdom over my dead body. Seriously, you're not coming into my kingdom. You're not crossing my borders the way that you are. If they came to, it's like they'll talk, well, Jesus ate with sinners and all that sort of stuff. It's like, yeah, the sinners came to his table. They didn't come to his table to be accepted. They came to his table to be changed.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, Jesus said, go forth, sin no more. You're going to leave from my presence a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stick to all the things that you were doing that you think that I'm going to justify you for. No, I'm not going to do that. I could have just stayed in heaven and just let you go ahead and do you and let you guys go ahead and be hellbound. You know, so yeah, Jesus did ride on the ground and then he Purell'd afterwards, of course. you know, the thing what people need to realize is that when Jesus wrote with his finger, that's the finger that wrote the commandments because they saw the word of God.
Yeah.
By the finger of God.
All right, we got to for break. Don't go far, people. You got a lot more to learn on the other side of this break. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back on because I always enjoy a conversation with him. And you guys, too, I can tell in the chat room. Anyway, Zoe Rachel joins me as he does every week. We try to get things rolling for you and really just deal with some of the hardcore issues of the day. And not many people talking about the spiritual side of this, religious, if you would. Although I hate that word, but I'll use it because a lot of you recognize it. But the spiritual side of this, I mean, people aren't talking about it that much. And I'm sorry, when you look at the cities, the counties, the states that are totally against churches getting together, 99.9% of them are have, you know, godless governors, godless lieutenant governors. And yes, he got me going already. And New York State, the people that applauded themselves because they're so holier than thou, so much more enlightened than we are when they passed the You call it what you want, but it was, you know, the Born Alive Killing Act, when you could still, you know, a baby that fought through and beat an abortion attempt could still be killed once outside the womb with no umbilical cord at all. And all those wonderful little Christians and Catholics that belonged to that place, they were all applauding. And I want to be there. I want to be there when, you know, and I hate, this is where I get a little judgmental, but I want to be there when you're standing in front of God and say, yeah, you got us into, or you helped us get into these elected positions, you know, and all this other, and look what we did.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you justify, that is out and out murder of a baby, a little, anyhow.
And they do try to justify it too, man, and, you know. And it goes against their whole narrative. Their whole thing was, well, if it's in the womb, you know, it's fair game. Outside the womb, you know, that's a whole, it's just a baby and they act like they care so much. And it's like, we knew, man, we knew that what was coming down the pipe, man, we knew that it's like, yeah. This is where we go. It's not like this is the first time this happened. This has been throughout human history. This is not like a surprise to us.
Right.
We're just saddened that it's like, wow, man, in this time, after all these generations, y'all don't see how this is coming back again. And, you know, I'm not judging, man, because I used to be the same way. I mean, thank you, God, that I see the truth. I realize that I was like, see, I've already admitted that I'm wrong. All right. They say that, you know, you conservatives and you Christians, you can't admit you're wrong. It's like, yo, I've been wrong. I've already seen it. And you're right, man. They go after, they sell themselves, or they're sold on these guys. You know, Cuomo talked about God didn't have anything to do with slowing down the
that
virus.
That was great. I mean, truly showing everybody his real colors. Come on, that was perfect.
Right. Yeah, and people are sold on thinking that this is enlightenment. Even as Christians, you're supposed to be enlightened. You're open. You're supposed to be open, and that's why. And it's like, you guys must have missed the word of God when even God says the elect, those who claim to believe in me, will fall for the great delusion. You'll fall for the deception. You know, so it's like, you know, to revisit these things, man. Don't try to shape Jesus to fit your narrative. Get in there and love Jesus for who he says he is. The whole thing. You know, but a lot of people ain't doing that.
No, they're not. And you know what? What's sad about this? This is the same people that would start turning, you know, pointing the finger at other people, if you would, at times. And I go, you know, you got no right to do this. Deal with yourself. Explain to yourself. I mean, I joke about this. I'll say to people, sit down on a bench by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine God sitting next to you. And explain to him how you joined a club that threw him out. We want nothing. If you start talking about him, we'll throw you out.
Wow.
That's it. If you're not for killing babies, no matter at what point that they are, that you know, you shouldn't belong to our club. I mean, go down the whole list of things that party stands for. They have openly stood for. And then I want you to look at that God that you say you love and that you're willing to serve, and say, look, I know all these things were against you, but that, I can't even imagine having that conversation. Can you?
Man, I tell you what, man, there's movies, you know, they talk about, like, you know, a visitation from Jesus, or, you know, God or Jesus came to visit and all that sort of stuff. I would like to offer this, man. If Jesus comes to make a personal visit to you, Jesus ain't, because Jesus done talking. He done all the talking he's going to do.
Yes.
If Jesus comes to visit you, he ain't coming to talk to you. He is coming to kill you.
He's coming to see. He ain't coming to see what do you want, cream in your coffee or macchiato or whatever it is.
Right. a moment with Jesus, like, no, it's not going to work that way. I don't care if it's you, I don't care if it's me, I don't care if it's anybody. If Jesus is coming before the schedule, if he's coming to make a special visit, Jesus ain't coming to have a nice conversation.
No.
Jesus is coming to kill me.
You got a problem. No, I'm with you, and that's why I keep telling people. It's kind of like, you can't take this. This is not a foo-foo thing. It's not a fairy tale. I mean, you have to admit, you and I both know Christians that this is still not real to them. The Bible is a bunch of stories, nice stories of, you know, Jesus trying to get a point across. They're not really, you know, I believe all the stories in the Bible are real, every single one of them.
That's right.
All right? But there's a lot of Christians that don't.
Yeah.
You know,
and it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. But you're right. I mean, they forget the supernatural part of the creator of the universe. And when they say, "Well, how did Mary get pregnant without having sex?" Well, I'm sorry, you bring that up with the supernatural creator of the universe. Okay. I mean, I'm sure if he can create a planet, the sun, the globe, the universe, getting a woman pregnant without having sex with her may not be, you know, that hard on his list, if you would.
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who think that the Bible is all allegory. And, but, you know, and even Christians, but it doesn't make sense, because to be a Christian, to even call yourself a Christian, there's basically two factors. You got to believe in the virgin birth, and you have to believe in the resurrection. You can't just believe that Jesus was a good teacher, okay? And even in that, it's like, well, if you think he was a good teacher, you can't think he was a good teacher and think he's a liar at the same time. You can't think that everything he was talking about that he was going to do, he didn't do. But if you're going to make the stretch to believe that he was born of a virgin birth and did rise from the dead, then that means that you should be able to embrace the Jonah story, the six-day account of Genesis. You have to embrace it all, you know?
Yeah. I go back to, I met a guy a couple of years back, and it was a great conversation. Actually, he was interviewing me for his radio show. And he said he was a Christian. I said, well, great. You know, he was trying to put me at ease in starting the show off. And then during the show, he said, and I quote, yeah, but I don't think any of the stories in the Bible are real. And I said, wait. I said, let's go back to that. Because you said you were a Christian. Yep, I am. What makes you a Christian? I mean, if the only place you really learn about Jesus and what he did for you and to be the man you want to follow is in the Bible. So if the Bible's filled with stories, then you're following a fairy tale. So I said, I don't understand. Enlighten me, because obviously I'm not that smart.
And you know, these same people think that they're so enlightened, and they try to accuse everybody else of like one of the big things that we keep hearing thrown around is anti-Semitism. If you don't, the first road down anti-Semitism is anybody who doesn't believe in the Bible, because you've just denounced the whole history of the Jews.
No, I love it. And there's a movement afoot where, you know, there's plenty of Christian churches teaching that the Jews were not the chosen. You know, that the Jews are part of the problem, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going, you know, this is what happens when you let, you know, false teachings creep in, or even the fact that, you know, again, stop following the guy behind the pulpit. Okay, he's there as a teacher, as he's supposed to be, all right? But that doesn't mean a teacher as somebody who's infallible. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Jesus is going to choose pastors and teachers that are infallible, okay? I mean, we all make mistakes. My pastor's been, and you know, the thing I love about my old pastor, he would come out, it was 7 months later, he'd come out and say, well, you know what, I would have listened to some of my teachings. I screwed up. And he would either reteach it or speak to it. Now, I don't know about you. I haven't seen many pastors that have done that in the past. But you can't just believe what the past, you know, people go to church without a Bible or an electronic Bible or something like that. And I am just floored with. I don't understand how you do that, right? Go ahead.
The thing is, man, the Lord, you know, we can have. The Lord tells us to make disciples of all nations. We're supposed to go out there and, you know, and teach folks and whatnot. But everybody has a responsibility, whether they're teaching or whether they're being taught. Everyone on both sides has a responsibility to consult with the Word of God. That's why the Lord says, when I leave, I'm going to send the Comforter. A Comforter that being that the Holy Spirit. You're supposed to seek counsel with the Holy Spirit when you read the Word of God. He is the one who squares everything up for you so you can see what it is that God was talking about, and so you can see him in the Scriptures. So, but a lot of folks don't do that.
No. No. You know why? You'd have to study. I always joke with these guys when they throw stuff out at me and ask them a question, and I'll say, you know, the Bible doesn't say read me like Reader's Digest, okay? It says study to show yourself approved. That's a little bit more than reading. So if you get to a word you don't know, or there's a certain thing going on in a story that you don't understand, you know, go look at what the customs of the day were. That's the way you find out why certain things happened the way they did in the Bible, you know? But people don't study. They just read to get through. Anyway, all right, brother, tell them where they can find you, where they can hear your anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study that'll, I'm sure, will light them up.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. They'll find the Zopium Den, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zoloft, my place for chuckle therapy where stuff is going on today, my music project, 20-pound sledge. You can grab these shirts. I hope that these shirts will become more fashionable than Che Guevara. This is Frederick Douglass, man. Come on now.
I may go to the Bronze Italian, but, you know, I think you're sneaking out to the beach. I can't get out the beach. I'd be as dark as you if I could. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with
you. Joe Mussini, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, it's just a smorgasbord of the craziest stories you see coming across your screen. We'll be back in a little bit.